When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Alrighty, hour number two of our radio program. It is 4 o'clock straight up. The new league year is here. Happy new league year for the 2024 NFL season. It is officially upon us. We already have the biggest loser of the NFL free agency so far, because even though it's 4 o'clock straight up and the new league year has commenced, we already know probably about 80%. That could be a big number, but around 80%, I would guesstimate, the Zach Gelbath, which, take it with a grain of salt, of the big time free agency moves that have already been made because of the legal tampering window that did occur on Monday and Tuesday. And do you hear that? Crickets, crickets, crickets. That's what the Dallas Cowboys have done so far. The drama Dallas choking Cowboys are already the biggest losers of free agency because they have literally done nothing. And not only that, you have the star quarterback's brother going after the front office. I'm really tired of Dak Prescott's brother. And I usually don't like to attack family members because I understand most of what Dak Prescott's brother probably that he said in the past is rooted in what he thinks is in the best interest of his brother in Dak Prescott. But what he did the other day is just really stupid. And there's no defending what Dak Prescott's brother Tad did the other day. Quite frankly, he comes off as Turd Prescott when he tweets what he did tweet. So if it wasn't clear already, it is now. The Eagles have the best front office in the NFL. Hashtag, how about them Cowboys? What are you trying to accomplish? And you know what? I would usually feel bad about calling someone's family member Turd Prescott, but that's what I'm going to call Dak's brother now. Turd Prescott. Because you're acting like a turd. And I'm someone that always likes to poke fun at the drama Dallas choking Cowboys. But why are you going after the Cowboys? They're about to pay your brother an enormous amount of money. In all likelihood, they're going to extend him either this offseason or they'll extend him next offseason when he's a free agent. They've already paid him a lot of money, a lot of cash. So why poke the bear here? Why go after the front office and basically the fan base when you say, how about them Cowboys? And this is how you know it's a stupid tweet. Because I'm now defending the Cowboys front office and the Dallas Cowboys when they've done nothing so far this offseason, and their rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, have actually got better. Because Turd Prescott is going out there, and he's just trying to start a riot amongst the Cowboys fans.
Maybe he's doing that on purpose. Maybe he's reverse psychology to try to get people to defend the Cowboys.
No, it's because...
he's not that smart.
Let me be nice here. I'll go back to being nice. Because Tad Prescott is still caught up in his feelings from January, where I guess fans, and this is slimy behavior, when fans were sliding into his DMs and they were probably saying not so nice things about his brother and his family and all that because of the fact that the Cowboys choked to get in the playoffs. So I can understand why there's that frustration. You want to fire off a tweet in January, that's fine. But now in March, to basically incite a problem or a talking point for people in the offseason and go after your brother's employer, it's really dumb. It really is stupid. And back in January, he tweeted this out. Cowboys fans, why continue to DM me? Trust me. If I could get Dak to leave Dallas, I would. I too want him out of Dallas. The city and organization have been great to he and our family, but done with the drama and the so-called fans, but he loves this team and wants to bring it rings. Let me just once again reference that tweet. That's from January 20th, 2024. In that tweet, he's clearly annoyed with the fans. But also in that tweet, he said he's done with the drama. Well, if you're done with the drama, then why are you continuing to add drama to the situation in March? This was the other day when he tweets out, so if it wasn't clear already, it is now. The Eagles have the best front office in the NFL. You just tweet that out. All right, it will make a headline. I don't think it goes viral. I don't think we're talking about it if it's just that. But when you bait the fan base and you say hashtag, how about them Cowboys, you're looking for a fight. And that's when I can't defend you. I will somewhat defend you, even though I don't think you should respond publicly to it. When fans are going into your DMs and probably saying nasty things because your brother and the whole team didn't show up against the Green Bay Packers. Go, Pack, go! That I will defend you. Because you shouldn't have to deal with that. But when you tweet what you tweeted out the other day, in March, several weeks, months removed from the playoff game, you're just looking for a fight. You're looking basically to be a jackass. Where you're basically saying, how dare Cowboys fans go after me, but now I'm going to basically go after the fan base. It's very hypocritical. And it's just so unnecessary. Now, I'm going to just say something here. And I do not know Tad Prescott. I do not know what he does for a living. I don't know his financial situation. I don't know what he does for a job. You know, maybe he's very successful in his own right. But if he's relying on Dak Prescott for money, and if maybe he gets a check from Dak Prescott, it's kind of stupid to then go after the person that's about to pretty much pay Dak Prescott a king ransom contract once again. Santa, this just goes back to my rule here. I say this with my family, and I know it's not to the level of fame, and I say this to many athletes. When your family members say things on social media, I never think it usually ends well. Like, it's one thing, you post a picture on the field before the game, all right, go Cowboys, something like that, like family stuff. But when a family member is giving football opinions here, knowing who your brother is, it creates more problems for Dak Prescott. And I think Dak at this point is kind of numb to it all because he's been the face of the franchise for the last 5+ years. And there's been times where he's just said, hey, it's the Cowboys, and he's been in contentious contract situations and negotiations before. You know, Dalton Schultz did peel back the curtain a little bit from his time in Dallas too. So I think at this point, Dak Prescott has to be numb to it. But when Dak sees all this stuff, I wonder if he texts his brother Like, hey, I appreciate the support. I appreciate the intention. You know, just trying to be nice here. But, like, can we pipe down on the Cowboy tweets? Because, like, the Cowboys right now shouldn't be a story outside of that they just done nothing in free agency. But if they just did nothing in free agency, yeah, we talk about it. But when you do nothing in free agency and you add that in with the star quarterback's brother trashing the front office and praising the front office of a rival and baiting the fan base, it makes the Cowboys back in the news. And I know there will be people that will say, oh, Gallup, you're just looking for easy content. You're just trying to use the Cowboys to have you get through a segment of your show. Like, I don't look for Cowboys stuff. The Cowboys stuff just comes to us because they do this over and over and over again. And in one breath, this is how they want it. This is how Jerry Jones wants it. He says he wants to win, but he is more focused on all the headlines. So I don't even think the Jones family is probably that offended by this. But it's not about the Jones family. It puts Dak in a weird position. And, like, Tad should just be quiet here. And it's the offseason. We don't need your takes about free agency and basically starting problems with the Cowboy fan base, Samter.
I don't know if I'm just really skeptical or maybe I've just been around the industry long enough.
Yeah.
But I truly and honestly do not believe that these family members of players who say these things in public forums are doing it without input from that player. I'm not saying that Dak wants out of Dallas, but there's no way that his brother is saying he should get out of Dallas without Dak maybe mentioning at Thanksgiving, like, man, you know, like, I love the Cowboys, but I probably need somewhere else so I can actually win and be away from this pressure.
So
family members aren't, like, they're not there to sabotage your career. Right, they're probably looking to get clicks, but he's not trying to sabotage Dak's career and hurt the fan base and hurt Dak in the eyes of the fan base without maybe Dak saying, hey, listen, dude, like, here's kind of how I feel. Do your thing and kind of get that word out there. But, you know, plausible deniability. I have no control over my brother. BS.
So in some instances, you may be right. Like, remember when Odell's father put out the, can't say it's a highlight tape, the low light tape of Baker Mayfield and how many times Odell was open and Baker didn't hit him. Like, in that instance, I see the allegation. And then when I review it, I go, I could see that coming from Odell Beckham Jr. But I don't think this is coming from Dak Prescott. I'm not saying in some cases that what you're saying is wrong. In this case, I think it's wrong. But there's another side to it. And the other side is it that you have a very successful brother in Dak Prescott. You are a part of that fame. You are a part, probably in some way, that fortune. And the power of your brother empowers Tad Prescott here to think that he's more important than he actually is. And I don't know Tad Prescott, so I'm not just going to compare him to Jackson Mahomes. But Jackson Mahomes has more of a following now than Tad Prescott. And Jackson Mahomes, I think, believes he could get away with whatever he wants because his brother is the star quarterback of the NFL and is one of the more popular athletes on the planet. And you see that at times with family members, that the success of one individual, then the family member claims that success and then thinks they're famous and thinks they could pop off about whatever they want and there's going to be no repercussions here.
The one thing with Jackson Mahomes, he's a clown and an idiot, but you don't really hear him talking about Patrick. He does stupid things. He dances in stupid places.
Yeah, I also think some of the allegations made him have to quiet down a little bit.
For sure. But I don't remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember him speaking out about anything about Patrick. He just did stupid things.
Just dance on the field and do the TikToks
himself,
before
yes.
the games. Yeah.
But when a close, I'm not talking about like a cousin or a distant, I'm talking about a brother, a father, a parent, a sibling of some sort. When you hear them say something about their family member that is negative, I look at it as the family member has either told them, please get this word out there, or B, they've said it in passing, and now the family member is passing it off as their own
opinion. So what would Dak's gripe actually be? Because last year, the Cowboys had enough talent, and your entire team bleeped the bed in a big spot. What can you legitimately be annoyed about if you're Dak Prescott? I don't. You're overpaid. Now, you get paid what people want to pay you. I don't want people to differentiate that and confuse what I'm saying. But you are paid a great amount of money. You're on quote-unquote America's team. You're a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. You're not elite. You have CeeDee Lamb. You know, you had a top five defense last year, and the entire team didn't show up in the biggest game of the season. So, what, now you blame the front office? The front office last year did their job. They have to retool this roster. They're in a financially tough situation, and you got to figure it out with the salary cap. But last year, that roster, you looked at it, and it wasn't like, oh, they don't have a good roster. The players just, for another offseason, couldn't get ready for the biggest game of the year. So what would Dak's big gripe be here? That he would say to his brother, hey, trash the front office because the Eagles just got Saquon Barkley. And that's the thing. I think this developed too quickly for that conversation to even happen. I know you could say, oh, someone shoots a text or you're with someone, you see the reaction, blah, blah, blah. But in this case, I just think that Tad Prescott thinks he's more important than what he actually is. And he thinks because of his brother's success, he could just pop off, and it's probably rooted in some sensitivity, which I understand as a human, where you see your brother gets maligned a lot and he gets dragged a lot because the team always doesn't come prepared in the biggest game of the season. So I think most of him is him feeling like he could get away with more because of who his brother is. And not only that, it's him getting annoyed that people are criticizing his brother, where I think for the most part, the criticism of Dak Prescott, we'll say like, hey, you know, Dak the person is fine, blah, blah, blah. You know, we all know what he's been through, but Dak the quarterback is nothing special. He's a good quarterback. But because of the team that you play on, which has also allowed you to make a lot of money, yeah, you're going to be more criticized than other players in the league when you come up short. So that's just what I'm saying there. I understand what you're saying. I think in other instances, what you're saying could absolutely be true. I just don't think it's true in this situation with this particular example. All right, it is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Calvin Ridley's still available. Justin Jefferson doesn't have a contract extension done with the Minnesota Vikings. Could we see Justin Jefferson be traded, and where will Calvin Ridley land? I don't know where he will land, but I have a place where he should go, and I'll tell you about that on the other side.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval. No minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
All right, he's at Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. So Greg Bedard, who's a longtime Boston scribe, he covers the Patriots. He was just on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston, and he said, the Patriots have made a substantial offer to free agent wide receiver Calvin Ridley. It's a lot better than the Jaguars, but Ridley, for personal reasons, really does not want to leave Jacksonville. So take that for what it's worth. You know what I feel like right now? I feel like Calvin Ridley is using my football team. He's using my football team to drive up the price from the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's very similar to how Tyreek Hill used the Jets, even though that was via trade, but it also had a contract component to it to make sure that he would wind up with the Dolphins and the Dolphins would pay him what he actually wanted. Now, I heard Tyreek Hill claim that the reason why he's not a Jet, did you guys see this story? This is a story last week. The reason why Tyreek Hill isn't a Jet is because he wanted Adam Sandler to call him to recruit him. And I guess the Sandman was a little bit busy and didn't have time to call Tyreek Hill. So he said, all right, I want to go to Miami. Now, I call cap, as the kids would say, on that story. But that's how I kind of feel like with Calvin Ridley. The Patriots' offer is clearly better. Jacksonville already made the move for Gabe Davis. They have Christian Kirk. So it can't be for a target reason why you would want to stay in Jacksonville, because the Patriots are going to give you more targets, but you also don't know who's going to be throwing you the football. And for whatever the personal reasons are, and I don't know why, and there's been a lot with mental health with Calvin Ridley, so I'm respectful to it, maybe just Jacksonville's a better spot for him. So if that's the case, what is the price going to have to be for the Jaguars to come on up to go be able to secure the services for another few years for one Calvin Ridley? Now, I respect the personal matter, but and I don't know what the personal matter is according to Greg Bedard, so it's very ambiguous. But from a football standpoint, the Patriots are interested. You're trying to work something out with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And oh yeah, by the way, late last night you read that Patrick Mahomes restructures his contract to create $21.6 million in cap space for the Chiefs. Now, you know the Kansas City Chiefs, the world champion, the back-to-back world champion Kansas City Chiefs, have already inked Chris Jones to an extension. You also know that the Kansas City Chiefs are probably going to trade L'Jarius Sneed. Franchise tag, probably going to trade him, probably be a second-round pick, and then someone else will pay him. Maybe it's Tennessee. I'm just going by what some of the rumors are. Brett Veach should do something here. He should call up Calvin Ridley and see what the Patriots' offer is and give him something that's in the ballpark of that. Maybe it's not more, but in the ballpark. And could you imagine Calvin Ridley landing in Kansas City? The Chiefs are serious. The Chiefs, unlike the Cowboys, they're all in to try to go win back-to-back-to-back championships. That's not going to have Skip Bayless tweeting, all in, comma, my ass, when the Kansas City Chiefs say they're all in to win three Super Bowls in a row. Bringing back Chris Jones was a mega part of that. They've already checked off that box. You can't bring back everyone. L'Jarius Sneed, like I said, probably going to get traded. You don't have, though, a number one wide receiver. Right now, your best wide receiver is Rashee Rice. Yikes. Now, fine player, but he's not a number one wide receiver in this league. Calvin Ridley is a number one wide receiver. Samter, your Kansas City Chiefs are in the penthouse. And I've seen my team do this, where they maybe don't offer more money to the player, but if they're in the ballpark, if they have a respectable deal, that could be enough for that player to say, okay, I'll pass up at a Patriot offer, that's more money. Or I'll pass up, the Jaguars don't want to come up in their price, even though I want to stay in Jacksonville. I'll pass up on New England, I'll go join Kansas City, if they could just get somewhere in the same zip code or somewhere in the right ballpark. And think about how, look how the Chiefs are so tough to beat already. Think about how unstoppable they would be if they add a 1,000-yard, bona fide number one wide receiver in Calvin Ridley. That's what Veach should do with your Kansas City Chiefs, Samter.
I mean, listen, I don't know if he's a bona fide number one. I think he's like a 1A type of guy. But, like, you know, he's. I don't think he's on that level of the Justin Jeffersons and the Tyreek Hills. I would love to see the Chiefs add, like, a star receiver.
It would easily be their best wide receiver since Tyreek Hill left.
Yeah, because for sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Travis Kelce's getting a little older. We've seen all the issues at wide receiver. If the Chiefs can add, like, a stud receiver, and they've got some money to play with.
Well, Calvin Ridley's really the only guy that's on the market right now.
They're going to have to trade Legarius Sneed, though, if they're going to bring in a guy like Calvin Ridley.
And the expectation is that they're going to trade Sneed.
Right. So if you trade Sneed, then you can make that move, because they need to add, like, a star receiver. They can win without one. We've seen it. They've done it twice now without a star. But if they had that star, man. Oh, man, that's like, you know, five in a row. We're going to crush your Patriots.
I don't know if you're going to win five.
All-time greatest quarterback, GOAT.
Well, I think I just uncovered something here. Is the reason why you picked the Kansas City Chiefs and why they're now your team is because you were just such a disgruntled Jet fan and the Patriots owned you for 20 years and they were your father in a football sense, that you said, okay, the only thing that could maybe potentially challenge in the future the Patriots' success in their dynasty of six world championships with the Kansas City Chiefs. So you know the Jets can't win one championship, let alone six championships in your lifetime. Is that why you latched on to Kansas City? Because that's what it feels like to me with how you just said it.
I mean, the fact that you're a Patriots fan, it definitely doesn't hurt.
No.
Because now I get to root all in on Patrick Mahomes passing Tom Brady. So, like, it may have played a part. Now, I'll tell you this. I grew up, I was a Boston College football fan and a Minnesota Golden Gophers basketball fan. The reasons
really?
Were one of my good friends was a Notre Dame fan and a Indiana Hoosiers basketball fan.
Okay.
And so BC beat number one Notre Dame and Minnesota crushed by 50 points Bob Knight and the Indiana Hoosiers. And so because I enjoyed so much ripping my friend.
You're very spiteful.
I became a BC Eagles fan and a Minnesota Golden Gophers Vashawn Leonard fan. So there it is.
How about that?
A lot of my fandom, especially, you know, as a college sports fan growing up in New York where there weren't a lot of college sports, was spite. So yeah, that's part of it.
By the way, talking about college sports, I'm going to the Big East tournament tomorrow. Going to the night session. So very pumped up for that. It's not the old Big East tournament, but the Big East is now back. I always love going to Madison Square Garden for the Big East. Alrighty, I got to make a Justin Jefferson point here. Justin Jefferson should be annoyed right now. There is no reason why the Minnesota Vikings didn't get this contract extension done last offseason. And I warned the Vikings. In all likelihood, that was Kirk Cousins' last season with the Vikings at the time. And now, that's a reality. So, I guess that you could wait here. And you could see what happens after the draft, and maybe they take a J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix Jr., and that intrigues Justin Jefferson. But Justin Jefferson told us at the Super Bowl that if Kirk was going to leave, he wants a veteran to replace him. And all you did right now is bring in Sam Darnold, and I don't think they're going to be able to trade for Justin Fields because of the complications being in division. And I'm starting to get to a point, and I love Justin Jefferson. I want to see him stay in Minnesota. I think Minnesota for a quarterback is a very attractive destination, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. And I know Questi Dufamensa said they're not trading Justin Jefferson this offseason, but with this contract not being done yet, I would start to think about requesting a trade for the Vikings star wide receiver. And if I'm Justin Jefferson, I'm just going about how I would approach it. I would go into Questi Dufamensa's office, say, let's get this deal done. If we can't get this deal done, then I'm requesting a trade, and the team I request a trade to would be the Houston Texans. Imagine going to dominate that AFC South. You have C.J. Stroud, who I think right now is the fifth best quarterback in football, and C.J. Stroud has a very good wide receiver in Nico Collins, but I think Nico Collins is an in-betweener of a one and a two wide receiver in this league. We know Justin Jefferson is arguably the best wide receiver in the sport. And from a Vikings standpoint, you go get multiple first-round draft picks. You don't want to lose a player like Justin Jefferson, but if he's unhappy, you could trade him at a conference to the AFC, and he could land at Houston. I don't think the Vikings should play around here. They shouldn't be waiting any longer. They need to extend Justin Jefferson right now, because you run the risk of Justin Jefferson being unhappy with the quarterback selection in the draft or ever else free agency and the offseason plays out. And then he says, I know I'm going to get my money somewhere. I'll go get it elsewhere, and I want out of this organization. And if you lose Justin Jefferson, the Minnesota Vikings get set back for a very long time. Because players like that don't just grow on trees. And he's one of my favorite players in the NFL, and I think he's one of the more entertaining players in the NFL. All right, it is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I know we got to do a little Winkler Wednesdays coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Just real quickly, let's go around the room here. Not what's the best offseason acquisition so far, but what's your favorite offseason acquisition? I will start with what happened the other day in Baltimore, and now it's official. Derrick Henry signing on with the Baltimore Ravens. Just from a look standpoint, Henry in that Ravens purple I think is awesome. And to see the shiftiness of Lamar Jackson paired with the physical, bruising, bulldozing running back style of Derrick Henry, I love that pairing. I love that combination. And it's almost as if I'm playing a video game. Like, when I play Madden come the fall of 2024, the first team I'm going to want to play with are the Baltimore Ravens. Because in Madden, I love teams that have a mobile quarterback. And now not only do you have the best rushing quarterback in the NFL, Lamar Jackson, you get one of the best running backs in the game and just a dominant force and a dominant presence of one Derrick Henry. So that's my favorite offseason move so far. Not the best, but my favorite. Samter, what's your favorite?
All right, well, for me, it's kind of an underrated one, but a guy that I've talked to you about in the past on this show that I absolutely love, who gets no attention whatsoever, mm-hmm. It's Danielle Hunter of the Vikings moving on to the Texans and going to Houston. This is a dude who had 16.5 sacks last year, 10.5 before that, 14.5, 14.5, 12.5. Per 17 game, on average, since 2016, the dude averages 13 sacks a season. You pair him with Will Anderson, who was the defensive rookie of the year and a growing stud, and you pair that with the offense that they're going to be having with C.J. Stroud. They just added Joe Mixon to that offense. Yeah. Danielle Hunter is going to be an absolute monster, taking away some of those double teams from Will Anderson or vice versa. And these two guys are going to get at the quarterback. They got Derek Stingley as a cornerback. This is a solid, dominating potential defense with an offense and a quarterback that could be one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the NFL in the next couple years. The Houston Texans are building a championship caliber team, not like in 5 years, next year or the year after. This is a team that's going to make a run mm-hmm. at the AFC Championship game and maybe even the Super Bowl.
It's funny you say that. I just did a sports minute on it. 87.5 career sacks for Danielle Hunter, and I called the Texans going into this season a Super Bowl contender. So, good take by Samter. Oh, man. Stu, make sure we delete that audio.
Don't you hate saying that? Don't you hate it when those words come out of your mouth?
If Samter goes, we have a new drop on this show, just make sure that doesn't get into the system. What's your favorite offseason acquisition so far?
Another under-the-radar one. I really like Darnell Mooney, the receiver from the Bears to the Falcons. I do. Hold on.
So, Samter goes Danielle Hunter. I go Derrick Henry. Nothing against Darnell Mooney.
Not the best. Favorite.
I was not expecting that to be the name, the third name to be into this segment. That's fascinating. Go ahead, explain yourself.
He's a very good receiver. He's been a 1,000-yard receiver in the past. His stats aren't incredible, but he's been on the Bears, who have not been a great passing offense for the past 4 years. In his time there, they were actually the 32nd ranked offense in the league.
In their entire franchise history.
I think when you pair him with a Drake London and a Kyle Pitts and a Bijan Robinson with Kirk Cousins now as the quarterback, I think that is an offense that's going to explode and he's going to have a lot more opportunities and he's going to have a good year.
Wow. How about that? I was not expecting that.
All Darnell right. Mooney.
We will take a break on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is a Winkler Wednesday. I see Bart Winkler has already joined the Zoom. He looks like he's like a hostage right now. What the heck is up with Bart? He looks like he's being held against his own will in like some back room somewhere. So we'll get to Bart Winkler when we come on back, if he's still with us in 5 minutes. Update time first. Here's the Ackman. Rich Ackerman.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a battle for CBS Sports Radio. Sack.
Lethargic. Putrid. Pathetic. Quitters. They're quitters. What a joke.
Bart.
Something fun to talk about? That's what we do here. It's like, hey, guys, it's like we're just hanging out at a bar talking sports.
It's time for Winkler Wednesday. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, Bart Winkler joins us right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You can listen to Bart, of course, weeknights here on CBS Sports Radio. Many of these same CBS Sports Radio stations from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Mr. Winkler, happy Wednesday to you. How are you?
Hi, Zach. Good to be with you. How is everything?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I'm feeling even better now that I get to see your beautiful face. Let me start you off with this. The Green Bay Packers, earlier in the week, they landed Josh Jacobs via free agency. With that being said, they also got rid of Aaron Jones, and Aaron Jones lands with the Minnesota Vikings. Your reaction to what did transpire back on Monday?
Well, let me take you back to a little hour on Monday called 2 p.m. to 3:15 p.m., where it looked like the Packers were going to have Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pretty awesome hour. And then that went away. I'm happy to have Josh Jacobs. I think he's great. Last year was a down year, of course. But the year before that, he was very, very good. I think that he can provide what Jones did, maybe even better as a receiver, might come more natural to him. Problem is, with Jones, as good as he was, and I do think he was part of the catalyst that helped open things up for Jordan Love at the end, the locker room stuff. He was a really loved dude. He was a great dude, very beloved. Still is a great dude, but he's very beloved, and fans are going to miss him. So I think for like non-football reasons, there's going to be a higher demand for Josh Jacobs to perform. But you look at that move, you look at Xavier McKinney, Packers got better. They're trying to compete. They don't usually spend a lot of money on that initial day in free agency, but I think that they got better. I don't like seeing these guys, and I feel like it happens more in the NFC North with other divisions, but that's what I'm more familiar with. I know Saquon to the Eagles is a good example, but this whole, like Jonathan Owens, he's a safety. Where did he go after Green Bay? The Bears, the Vikings, Brett Favre, Dean Lowry.
Zadarius Smith for a little bit. Zadarius Smith.
What's that?
Zadarius Smith.
Yeah, Zadarius. It's like they all want to go, and I don't know. It feels very gross to me. But
wait,
maybe they just like, hey, what's the closest place to here? It's like when you get fired in high school at a restaurant and then you're like, well, I got fired from that restaurant. I'll just work at the restaurant across the street.
So with Brett Favre, he clearly wanted to go from to the Vikings first. So I understand that. I know that the Jets were in between. But someone like Aaron Jones, I can't fault Aaron Jones, who did everything right for the organization. They ask him to restructure again. He says basically no. He wasn't willing to go to whatever number they wanted him to. And then he is out there and the Vikings give him $7 million. Like, yeah, it feels weird because you're used to seeing him in a Packers uniform and then he goes to the Minnesota Vikings, but I can't fault Aaron Jones for that. The team said goodbye to him.
I don't fault Aaron Jones. I fault the Vikings for being disgusting and pathetic and gross. This whole division, this division.
Skull.
Look, people are going to say, oh, it's just your Packer bias or whatever.
It is.
This division, though, what have they done? What has this division done in the last 15 years? They made two Super Bowls, one with the Bears and one with the Packers. The Packers in the NFC North or in the NFC Championship beat the Bears, another NFC North team. Otherwise, NFC North teams have made the championship game repeatedly. The Lions, Chicago, the Vikings, the Packers. They don't get to the Super Bowl anymore. This division's it's bad. It sucks because for the most part, there's the Packers who are really good at going to the NFC Championship game and losing, and then there's everybody else who's obsessed with the Packers. Now, the Lions, I think, broke out of that, so good for them. But I'm telling you, how many times, especially with the Bears, how many times someone signs with the Bears and their first thought is, oh, great to be here today. We have two goals, win the NFC North, beat the Packers twice. Don't say that. Here's how Caleb Williams is going to be a buster now if the Bears draft him. If he mentions the Packers in his opening press conference, he will be a bust. Once they stop focusing on Green Bay, I'm not saying this as someone that's like, oh, stop looking at Green Bay. I'm saying this as like, for your sake, stop thinking about Green Bay. Only then will you flourish.
But do you think people still in the NFC North think about Green Bay with Rodgers no longer there? Now, they did have a very good season, and people are very positive in the way that they view the Green Bay Packers right now, but I still think people believe the team to beat in that division are the Detroit Lions. I don't think anyone's going to come out and say, oh, we need to win the division and make sure that we beat the Detroit Lions twice a year.
No, they won't say that because they're not obsessed with Detroit for whatever reason. But I do think right now Detroit is the favorite in the NFC North. I think the Packers are close. You know, the Detroit Lions seem to have a full, like, operation that's moving steadily on the tracks. We'll see how they respond from that awful loss. I think the Packers, it's going to be okay. Do you still get this version of Jordan Love that you are getting? Not that I expect a regression or anything, but you just, you know, same thing. I heard you guys talking about the Texans, and I'm with you. Like, somebody asked me last night, are the Texans a Super Bowl favorite? And I'm like, nah, I don't know. There's a lot of good teams in the AFC. But then when you look at what they've done in a short time and the pieces they've added, oh, they're going to be very good. So some of these quarterbacks, Love, Stroud, you really want to see how they continue to progress. And I think I answered a different question than the one you asked.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Bart Winkler here with us. We will only have five more minutes with Bart, and then this therapy session is up for the day. I am fascinated, though. Like, this time next year, I do wonder how we'll be talking about the Texans and how we'll be talking about the Packers, because both of those teams last year exceeded expectations, and they were much better than what people thought. And you have Love, who looks like he's a good young quarterback. Stroud is looking like he's the fifth best quarterback right now in football with the impressive rookie season he was going to have. And as we've been talking about, both these teams were aggressive this offseason so far. Like, the Texans getting Danielle Hunter is a massive signing. The Green Bay Packers getting Josh Jacobs, getting Xavier McKinney. They have improved their football team from a year ago. I just wonder, when you get into that year two after 1 year of success, are you able to not only replicate it, but improve off the success that you had the previous year ago?
Yeah, we'll see. And for the Packers, they're bringing in a new defensive coordinator, which I think should help. I mean, the bar is very low. With the Texans, I think their path, that AFC South, I still like the Colts' chances. I think Anthony Richardson was playing pretty well before he got hurt. Jacksonville, I don't – like, they should be a playoff team. They choked that one away. So just their own division is going to be tough. You know a fun stat about the Texans that I discovered back in January?
Go ahead.
The Houston Texans have never played a wild card game on the road. Every time they've been in the wild card game, it's been at home.
Yeah.
And
Saturday 4:30.
Yep. Same time, same channel. The Texans also have never played a divisional round game at home. They've always been the AFC South winner. That's just bad enough to get a home game. And then and then lose. So I would think that their main focus has to be, what can we do to get a higher seed? What can we do to maybe keep this momentum rolling at home? And then they've got more of an obstacle, I think, than Green Bay does around the division, but it's going to be pretty tough. It's going to be like, one other big thing we talk about a lot is you look at all these quarterbacks in the AFC, now add Stroud to the mix. Stroud, Lamar, Burrow, Herbert, Allen, Lawrence, Mahomes, of course. Some of these quarterbacks are never going to get to a Super Bowl. And some of these quarterbacks are never going to, like, they might get there and never win a Super Bowl. There's a lot of good quarterbacks, and we got to, like, you play this out 10 years, we might be saying, wow, Lamar Jackson, three MVPs, no Super Bowls. Wow, Josh Allen made a Super Bowl, never won. Like, it's really hard to get to the Super Bowl, especially when you have a dynasty in your conference.
What's the move so far this offseason in the last 2 days that you were like, wow, that's just a heck of a move. That's a sensational move. And now I look at this team, you know, a little bit different than I did before the move was made.
I love Derrick Henry to the Ravens, which we locked in on the show as soon as I realized Derrick's middle name is Lamar. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Is that true?
It's true. Match made.
Yeah.
So the way that he runs, the way that Lamar runs.
Wait, let me just ask you a question here. You found that out, or did somebody else find that out?
I was Wikipedia-ing.
Gotcha, yeah.
Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And it said Lamar.
Yeah.
And I told my guy Lee in Baltimore, we said it right there. We said, this is happening.
Yeah.
And it did. But that's the move, because I think you saw how they stopped running in the playoffs. And obviously running backs are so devalued now that Jake Elliott makes more than like all but two of them. But that's a big move. I think that's a big move.
Yeah, so that's my favorite move. We just did the segment right before you came on. That's my favorite move of the offseason so far. But I think the best one was actually Saquon. Because the Eagles, I was so doom and gloom about them. And it was so negative after the 10-1 start because of the way that they played down the stretch. I think Saquon brings some positivity back to the Eagles, and they could start to move on now, going out and getting a player like that from the disaster that occurred down the stretch.
Well, let's not forget, when you can get a guy to go to another move, when you can get a guy that had 40 catches and a touchdown in week one and then didn't score the rest of the season, when you can pay Darnell Mooney 3 years for $39 million, I mean, you got to do it.
Hey, just because I sometimes go after your producer doesn't mean that you could go after my guys. That doesn't happen. And I knew there's no way that whoever your producer is these days was able to figure out that Derrick Henry's middle name was Lamar. But I'll leave it there. I'll let bygones be bygones, all right?
Again, whatever you two have, I don't know. I would like to see you guys as the undercard for Tyson Paul, but
yeah.
I'm trying to work on that. So,
well, you'd be looking for a new producer then, because I would drag his ass around the ring. And tell Shep, by the way, to stop trying to just get on this show by how many times are you going to say it? I've probably heard this 3,000 times on your show where he goes, you know, it's gutless. It's absolutely gutless that that Gelb guy doesn't bring me on his show. Just absolutely gutless. Anyway, it's all love. Give Shep a big, fat, wet kiss for me tonight, okay?
I don't want to be the middleman in this. I'm not coming on to be the middleman.
Love you, Bart. All righty, coming on back with Naeem Hines.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.